Hi, this is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋 by 孟西石 Chapter 89. Translation by myself and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Bess. If Ge Xia is just passing by, then please go elsewhere. Although the other party did not reveal his true face, his physique seemed quite familiar.However, Shen Qiao was unable to confirm whether the other party was truly whom he thought it was. He had once heard Yan Wu Shi mention an unspoken rule of the Jianghu. When traveling outdoors, it would be inevitable that by nightfall, thieves would appear on rooftops with the intent of either preying on the guests, forcefully seizing their belongings and money, or perhaps with a different ulterior motive altogether. By then,those who are affiliated with the sect should declare which sect they were from. Should the other party see that they were either highly skilled in martial arts or hailed from a prestigious background, they would generally be too afraid to cause any further trouble. With Shen Qiao's display of his Qing Gong, any normal person could see that his martial arts were formidable. I would not be foolish enough to offend him so easily. However, the other party did not make a sound.Without even waiting for Shen Qiao to finish speaking, he suddenly commenced his attack. The way he moved his wrists seemed incredibly gentle, as if he was merely holding flowers and plucking willows. However, it was not the Chun Shui Zhi Fa that Shen Qiao had expected. The force that came forth from the man's palm was initially gentle and light, almost like it was floating. However, halfway through its arc, it suddenly changed and became both pervasive and bone-chilling as it rushed towards Shen Qiao's face.Shen Xia rolled up his sleeves and completely neutralized palm strike, but in a flash, the other party's figure disappeared and then reappeared in front of him. The other party's right hand reached out to hit at the key acupoint on Shen Xiao's wrist, while his left hand attempted to grab at Shen Xiao's neck. Shen Xiao did not retreat, but continued forward. His movements caused his sleeves to ripple outwards like the thunderous waves slapping against the shoreline as he constantly moved against the direction of the opponent's left hand. That same left hand deftly flipped itself, sliding out of grasping range, and directly grabbed onto him instead. Yan Wu Shi? He asked tentatively, if only because that pair of hands looked quite familiar. And yet the martial arts executed was completely different.The black-robed person still did not give any form of response, and was utterly silent as he continued to press his attack. He didn't appear to have any intentions of seriously injuring or killing Shen Xiao. Rather than saying that both parties were fighting, it would be more accurate to say that they were only sparring. And yet, even if they were just sparring, each move and stance they exchanged was deeply profound. The current Shen Xiao can be considered to be highly knowledgeable,possessing a keen understanding of the different styles of martial arts of all the reputable sects. For a martial arts expert of his caliber, as long as he has seen a similar style before, he would never forget it. However, the movements of the black-robed person were like an antelope hanging by its horns in a tree at night. No trace could be found. The first move seemed to have come from Qingcheng Shan's Chunyang Guan,but the subsequent move seemed to be a technique of the demonic sects. This made it difficult for Shen Xiao to comprehend the source of the other party's skills. A martial arts expert may not necessarily be someone who enjoyed fighting, but they would be definitely someone who enjoyed martial arts and was willing to pursue achievements in the path of martial arts. No matter how indifferent and non-contentious a person like Shen Xiao was by nature,Upon meeting a worthy opponent and yet not being able to ascertain that person's background, he couldn't help but watch the hunt and feel the excitement, wanting to spar with the other person. Now that he had gained more experience from his time in the Jianghu, he would no longer let down his guard so easily. As such, he also considered the possibility that his opponent's real intention was to lure the tiger away from the mountain, given that Yu Wensong was still sleeping in the room.Once a person's skill in martial arts has reached a certain level, they would be able to determine another person's location just from the sound of their breathing. Shen Xiao was the same. Although he was fighting on the rooftop, he had always kept a sliver of his attention on the sleeping Yu Wensong. Right now, Yu Wensong was sleeping soundly as usual, and had not noticed that there was currently a fight taking place on the roof. Both sides exchanged several moves with one another, but neither had yet to fight at their full strength. The intentions of the other person remained unclear. His moves, which were constantly evolving and were unpredictable in nature, puzzled Shen Xiao. The moment the other party left an opening was when Shen Xiao took an opportunity to directly snatch away the veiled hat by its black scarf, thus exposing the other party's features. It really was Yan Wushi. "Why is Yan Zongzhu here?" Shen Xiao frowned. "Ah, Qiao, you are truly heartless. This one nearly lost his life in Sang Jingxing's hands. Yet the first thing you say is a frosty, Yan Zongzhu." The other man spoke in a mischievous and teasing manner. It was entirely unlike the attitude of unfamiliarity and alienation he had spoken with earlier in the day. "You remember everything?" From their meeting earlier, Shen Xiao had already prepared himself for Yan Wushi's complete loss of memory. Yet who would have expected that once this person started speaking, he was exactly the same as before? Shen Xiao couldn't help but become stunned for a moment, causing the movements of his hand to pause slightly. It was right at this moment that his opponent's fingers tapped at his shoulders. Shen Xiao then fell limply into Yan Wushi's outstretched arms. "Shh." With a smile, Yan Wushi made a gesture and signaled him to be quiet. "Don't be anxious. I'm taking you somewhere." Without waiting for the other to react, he then tapped on Shen Xiao's mute acupoint. His Chun Shui Zhi Fa was incredibly adept, so much so that Shen Xiao could not even see the slightest bit of deterioration in Yan Wushi's martial arts skills. Shen Xiao pondered the situation. His level of vigilance was not low, but he couldn't figure out how he had been tricked. Before he could work himself into a tizzy, Yan Wushi had already lifted him up in his arms in a princess carry and had leapt off the roof of the inn. His figure rose and fell, effortless and vigorous, his black clothes melting together with the darkness of the night. Even though he was carrying another person, the additional weight did not affect his speed in the slightest. Meanwhile, Yuan Song was still at the inn. Shen Xiao was unable to speak, but Yan Wushi seemed to be able to read his mind. "The Yuan family has nothing to worry about after Yuan Xian's death. Aside from Yuan Yun's insistence on exterminating the entire family, no one else would consider Yuan Xilang as an important target. When he had just murdered Yuan Xian, Yuan Yun would have killed Yuan Xian's son in order to strike while the iron was hot, and take the opportunity to curry favor with the emperor. At this time, dragging Yuan Song back thousands of miles to the capital would be pointless." The implication of these words was that Yuan Song, who is now far away from the capital, is not in any danger. Upon hearing this, Shen Xiao knew that the other party had not lost his memories at all, let alone undergone any change of temperament. However, even with this knowledge, Shen Xiao remained unsure of what had occurred in the meantime. Why would Yan Wushi talk and laugh with Guangling San? Shen Xiao had many doubts, and they did not dissipate at all with Yan Wushi's return. Rather, they only increased. Yan Wushi did not seem to have the intention to explain anything, at least not at the moment. He carried Shen Xiao while flying around on various rooftops. Within a very short amount of time, they had already moved a great distance away from the inn. Although his body was immobilized, his vision was unaffected. After a while, Shen Xiao discovered that Yan Wushi's intended destination seemed to be the Huang residence that they had visited earlier during the day. "We are going to watch an entertaining show, but you're not allowed to move around and cause any chaos, or else I won't bring you out to play again in the future." His tone was very relaxed and lighthearted, sounding more like he was coaxing a small child to behave. No matter how good-tempered Shen Xiao was, he couldn't help but mentally roll his eyes at this. The Huang family was neither insignificant nor of a low status, and thus, There were guards and patrols stationed both inside and outside the grounds. However, their martial arts skills were not yet of a high enough level that would allow them to detect Yan Wuxi's presence. Yan Wuxi carried Shen Xiaoyin as if he was walking into a no man's land. The way he moved was no different than if he had been strolling around in his own backyard. Shen Xiao noticed that the place where he had set foot in was the same backyard where the birthday banquet had been held earlier. At that time, Shen Xiao had seen Guang Ling San and Yan Wuxi near the rockery. In order to reach this backyard, one would have to pass by the rockery first. Hence, they should be near the pond in the backyard. Unlike before, Yan Wuxi did not make his stop on the roof. Instead, he chose a spot with dense vegetation near the side of the pond, which happened to be near the corner of a wall. Their outlines were completely hidden in the shadows of the colonnades. With a thick vegetation nearby, combined with their ability to adjust their breathing due to their expert martial arts skills, it was highly unlikely for them to be discovered. They moved closer to one of the walls of the house, which was illuminated by candlelight. The faintly swaying glow peeked out through the gaps in the windows, accompanied by fragmented sounds of conversation. Shen Xiao didn't understand why Yan Wuxi would bring him here to eavesdrop by a wall. After waiting for a while, Shen Xiao observed that the other man didn't seem to have any intention of releasing his acupoints. Hence, Shen Xiao could only perk up his ears and listen closely for any movements from inside the house. The conversation was very quiet, but by using a bit of his Nei Li, it became somewhat clearer. One person was letting out rough, panting noises, which were accompanied by another person's coaxing and teasing words. Someone then moaned, their voice agreeable and welcoming. Shen Xiao may not have had any prior experience with regards to the matters between men and women. However, even if someone has never eaten pork, they would at least know what a pig was called. Just from listening to the sounds from inside, how could he not know what was going on? Taoism advocates the value of leading a clean and self-respecting life. However, unlike Buddhism, where one must practice complete abstinence, Taoism holds no specific taboo against dual cultivation, and Taoist dual cultivation techniques do exist. However, knowing about it is one thing. Listening to people carry out pleasurable matters of the wind and rain is an entirely different matter. Perhaps there would be some people who would derive enjoyment in observing such scenes, but a modest gentleman like Shen Xiao was not one of them. He felt extremely uncomfortable and wished to immediately break through his immobilized acupoints and leave. As if he had read his thoughts, Yan Wuxi locked yet another two of his vital acupoints from behind, leaving Shen Daozhang with absolutely no opportunity to carry out his plan. Shen Xiao, Yan Wuxi said, an immoral soul will only see debauchery, and a person pure of heart will naturally prove his innocence. Shen Daozhang. He relayed these words directly into Shen Xiao's ears in a calm and leisurely tone, leaving Shen Xiao speechless. At the same time, a passionate scene was taking place inside the house. The woman's clothes were already undone, and her slender long legs were clinging around the man's waist. Her soft and boneless physique made him even more addicted to her, causing him to speed up the rhythm of his thrusts. Yun Yang, Yun Yang. The man repeatedly chanted the nickname of the woman beneath him. His body was soaked with sweat due to the strength he had put into his exertions as panting sounds continued to come up from his throat. He then teased her coarsely. Even though you are older than me, I never thought that taking off your clothes would be such ecstasy. If I had known earlier. Since Shen Xiao's acupoints were sealed, rendering him immobile, he could only restrain his embarrassment and force himself to keep on listening. Yan Wuxi placed him safely by the wall while he pressed up against him from behind, as if to support the other's weight. There was still the matter of the turning of the clouds and tossing of the rain that was going on at the house. Yan Wuxi didn't remain idle either. The hand that had originally pinned Chen Xiao's arm in place was now slowly wandering around. At one point, he whispered into Chen Xiao's ear,
Ah, Qiao, I don't think she's captivating at all. Her looks are nothing particularly special. Your waist is even more slender than hers.
The spring night was clear and crisp. By this time, Shen Xiao's Nei Li had gradually recovered to the point where he no longer feared the cold like before, which was why he was only wearing a Taoist robe. The thin layer of material was all that protected him from the other man's warmth, which felt more like a hot iron branding his skin.
Ah, Qiao, you're trembling. Are you not wearing enough?
Yan Wuxi whispered into his ear. His words were laced with a smile, almost trapping the other entirely within his embrace.
If you would just let go of me, then I wouldn't tremble.
Shen Xiao fumed in his mind. He wasn't sure if it was from shame turning to anger or awkwardness due to embarrassment, but his face started to feel increasingly hotter. The conversation inside the house continued.
So what if you had known earlier?
The woman's voice was slightly hoarse, but it gave her a more enchanting appeal.
If I had known earlier, I would have already abducted you into my bed long ago.
The man laughed loudly, quite pleased with himself.
How does your Do Bang Zhu skills in bed compare to mine?
As soon as the words Do Bang Zhu fell upon his ears, Shen Xiao was startled and immediately became alert. He ignored Yan Wuxi's provocative teasing and completely focused on listening to the other two's conversation. Yan Wuxi secretly thought that it was a pity, but he nevertheless ceased his actions. The woman snapped back.
Don't spout so much nonsense. There is not even a trace of ambiguity between him and I. If you and I hadn't taken to each other so well today, why would we engage in this kind of intimacy? Do you take me, Liu He Bang's Fu Bang Zhu, as some despicable, depraved trash?
Liu He Bang Fu Bang Zhu?
Yun Fu Yi?
Since a while ago, Shen Xiao had felt that this woman's voice sounded somewhat familiar. However, he was unable to recall where he had heard it. It was only at the moment that she said her name that the dreamer had been awakened from his trance. So it was Yun Fu Yi, who he had previously met once at Chu Yun Si. When the man saw that her speech was laced with thinly veiled anger, he hurriedly smiled and apologized.
I misspoke, don't get angry. My affection for you is sincere.
After these few words, the house was filled with the charming colors of spring once more. Shen Xiao didn't pay heed to his own embarrassment as the previous conversation replayed itself within his mind. The man's voice sounded relatively young. He was definitely not the old master Huang who had held the birthday banquet today. It was likely that he was someone of the second or third generation of the family. While the Huang family was wealthy and could be counted as one of the reputable noble families in the area, by the standards of the Jianghu, they would not be considered exceptional. Both their aptitude and skill in martial arts were only mediocre at best. So why would Yun Fu Yi show up here and get involved with such entanglements with them? Whatever the case was, Yan Wuxi couldn't have brought him here just so that they could eavesdrop in a corner and witness the pair's romantic affairs. However, Yan Wuxi didn't give him much time to think about it as he grabbed him by the waist and carried him again. He walked around the backyard, passing by the rockery, and arrived at the kitchen. It was the middle of the night, hence the place was naturally silent. There was neither smoke emitting from the cooking fires nor the aroma of food. In fact, aside from the couple from earlier who had snuck into the background to carry out their amorous rendezvous, the entire Huang family resided in a neighboring estate, which had its own kitchen. The old master and his female servants also had their own little kitchens. During the birthday banquet, all the food and wine had been catered from outside inns. Hence, this kitchen and its other furnishings was rarely used. Yan Wuxi placed Shen Xiao down and released his acupoints. Shen Xiao regained his freedom of movement,
but naturally would neither start making a ruckus nor would he turn around and flee. By this time, he had already sensed that the other party had an underlying purpose in bringing him here. Thus, he followed behind Yan Wushi and pushed open the door of the kitchen to enter.
"Did you discover anything?"
Yan Wushi suddenly asked without looking back. Xin Qiao thought for a moment and replied, "Everything here is neatly packed and clean, which means that it is rarely used."
Yan Wushi shook his head.
If it had not been used for a long time, the doors and windows would have been shut tight. Yet when we entered here, there was not the slightest smell of dust or earth. Don't you find it strange?
Xin Qiao soon became aware of the discrepancy that Yan Wushi spoke of.
"That's true. Does it then mean that people often enter this place?"
Yan Wushi replied, "Correct."
He went to the bottom of the stove and effortlessly lifted out a cast iron pot. However, below it wasn't a firewood stove, but a pitch-black entrance. Yan Wushi pressed against the stove top and leapt downwards. Xin Qiao quickly followed suit, both hands bracing against the edge of the stone wall. He thought that the entrance would lead into an extremely deep and dark tunnel, but he didn't expect that he would reach the bottom immediately after jumping in. Looking at the room built below, it resembled something like a cellar, but without the stairs. From the fire starter held within Yan Wushi's hands, a flash of firelight brightened the area. Xin Qiao observed his surroundings and couldn't help but show an expression of surprise. This hidden room wasn't very large. At most, its size was equivalent to that of a guest hall. However, apart from the wall they'd faced when they descended to this place, the other three sides of the room had numerous stacks of weaponry neatly arranged beside one another. There were spears, long-handled sabers, bows and arrows. Any knowledgeable person would be able to tell at a glance that the materials used to forge the weapons were all of superior quality. If one were to make a rough calculation, all the weapons here would number between 1 to 2,000. Even if the Huang family was extremely wealthy and had numerous bodyguards, this amount of weaponry would still far exceed their needs. Even if this was used to besiege a city, it would have still been more than sufficient. Xin Qiao couldn't resist asking, "Does the Huang family intend to start a rebellion?" Yan Wushi didn't answer his question, and instead said, "The person together with Yun Fuyi earlier is Huang Gefei, Huang Xidao's second son. The eldest son of the Huang family is sickly and ill, and it's likely that the second son will become the family's successor in the future." The two of them retraced their steps from the entrance to the exit and placed the iron pot back to its original location. It was as if they had never been there, leaving without a trace. After exiting the Huang residence, the two of them went towards the direction of the inn. Runan County followed a curfew, but this meant nothing to Yan Wushi and Xin Qiao, as they had plenty of ways to avoid the night patrols.
"Ah, Qiao, the fact that your belly is overflowing with questions is practically written all over your face,"
Yan Wushi said with a chuckle. Xin Qiao indeed had numerous questions, each question entwined with another like silk threads, hopelessly entangled, and thus he could only start from the simplest questions that he desired the answers to most.
"That day, how on earth did you escape from Sang Ting Xing's clutches?"
Yan Wushi replied,
"I did not fight Sang Ting Xing that day."
Xin Qiao wondered within his heart, could it be that he lied to me again? Yan Wushi seemed to have read his thoughts.
"I did not lie to you. Before I brought you to that dilapidated temple, I had already contacted Guangling San and informed him that I intended to propose a deal with him."
He paused deliberately. Xin Qiao felt that he was not truly slow-witted. He was merely not adept at figuring out conspiracies and schemes. This time, he followed Yan Wushi's train of thought and was able to puzzle out the answer.
"The remaining Zhuyang Ce Can Juan."
Simply put, since the Fengling Yuan Dian contained a flaw, all practitioners of the art would definitely run into this hurdle. Therefore,
What Yan Wushi desired was something the members of He Huanzong would also covet. Likewise, the members of the Fa Jingzong would also be unwilling to let this slip out of their grasp. Guangling San had previously united with the other great masters to encircle and besiege Yan Wushi. One would have expected them to share a deep mutual hatred, but nothing is so simple when human considerations are involved. The three demonic sects kept one another in check, and with the threat that was Sang Qingxing in sight, it was only reasonable for Yan Wushi to forge a temporary alliance with Guangling San. Yan Wushi's tone held praise. Correct. I told him, if he was willing to help me escape the current situation, I would pass the contents of the remaining volume to him. However, even if Yan Wushi had already come up with that plan, there was no way for him to be sure that Guangling San would arrive in time, or if he would even show up as agreed. Hence, he still chose to go ahead on his own and left Shen Xiao at the temple. Although his answer wasn't straightforward, it was sufficient to elevate Shen Xiao's doubts. For some reason, when he received this answer, a heavy weight seemed to be lifted from his heart, and it no longer felt like it was being suspended by a thread. Yan Wushi joked again. Deep down in your heart, you actually still doubt me. Did you think that I had tossed you aside just so that I could escape from danger? Naturally, Shen Xiao refused to admit that he had cried while watching Yan Wushi leave. Yan Zongzhu has always been like this. This humble Taoist does not dare let down his guard. Yan Wushi sneered, but he did not speak any further. Shen Xiao thought for a while before raising another question. The practitioners of the demonic path have always been distrustful and paranoid. How could Guangling San be convinced that the copy you gave him would be the real thing, and not a fabricated or incomplete version? Yan Wushi replied, You have also read The Remnant. It's likely that you still remember that the book is simply a treatise on the various martial arts of the Ruye Zong. Tao Hongjing only wrote down his knowledge and understanding of the flaws of one's demonic core, or Mo Xin. There is no record of any martial arts techniques, only some suggestions how the flaw can be repaired. As long as one is familiar with the martial arts of the Ruye Zong, they would naturally be able to assess the completeness and authenticity of the content. It would be very difficult to make any alterations to the information without anyone noticing the discrepancies. To put it plainly, the contents recorded in the book are neither about any specific kind of martial arts, nor was it about cultivation. Each person can fix their flaws based on their own level of understanding. Whether one can actually break through their hurdles ultimately depends on their own perception and comprehension. Since this matter pertains to life or death, survival or extinction, even if it was just a thin thread of hope, Guangling San would still take a chance on it. After all, no one is willing to let their martial arts stagnate and remain forever at an impasse. Shen Xiao nodded. Is that why you appeared with Guangling San together at the Huang residence? Yan Wushi responded. I shared with him the entire contents of the book. However, he doesn't completely trust me, so he wanted to find Chen Gong's copy to compare the contents. During this period of time, I found a place to enter into seclusion. It was unexpected that I would hear of Yuan Yong's death as soon as I had completed my closed-door meditation. Shen Xiao sighed. It's not just that. Yuan Xian's entire family was also unjustly killed by the recently enthroned Emperor Zhou. Yuan Song is all that is left of the Yuan family bloodline. Yan Wushi did not seem in the least surprised and continued on. After Guangling San verified the contents of the remnant text, he came over to meet up with me to share this particular news. The Huang family of Runan is raising a private army, and they are secretly colluding with the Tuzhe. The recent years have been turbulent and troubled. Today one sits on the throne, next day another gets enthroned. There was nothing new about this. But over the past 10 years, the state of the world had slightly stabilized. Even if there were still people who possessed great ambition that would spur them to rebel in order to set themselves up as kings, It was nothing unusual. Just that...
Shen Qiao said, although Yu Wenyun's acts of harming and killing off the capable ministers is unsettling, this was a foundation that Yu Wenyong had previously laid out for him. Since Zhou has just annexed Qi, the country's power is now at its peak. The entire armory of the Huang family would be sufficient to arm a troop of 1,000 or 2,000 soldiers at most. Even if they are able to take over Runan County, it would be of little use. Yan Wuxi's face had a strange expression.
You're wrong. The Huang family does not need to rebel, nor do they have the capability to rebel. They are just one of Tujue's dogs. As long as the Tujue people toss them some scraps, it would be sufficient for them to eat and drink endlessly.
Shen Xiao was slightly mystified, only hearing the words but not understanding them.
Please forgive this humble Taoist for being slow-witted.
Yan Wuxi explained,
now that Yu Wenyong is dead, the Tujue people have lost their greatest enemy. They supported the abolition of the imperial regime of Qi Wang and intended to use this to divide the north once more. Taking Yu Wenyun's capabilities into consideration, he will not be able to protect his family's interests. However, the armies of Runan are vigorous elites, willing to protect the traditional orthodoxy of the Zhou dynasty with vigilance. The Huang family would only need to distract all the territories in Runan in order to cause the imperial court to split their focus, thus allowing Yu Wenxian and other capable generals to be eradicated by Yu Wenyun. Under such circumstances, the Zhou dynasty will not be able to prevent Qi Guo from rising out of the ashes.
Shen Xiao thought to himself, the northern Zhou dynasty just met with misfortune. What are you so happy about?
Did you not previously support Yu Wenxian's ascension to the throne? Today he is no longer of this world, and Huan Yuezong's forces have also been eradicated.
What do you intend to do?
Yan Wuxi blinked his eyes.
我的好阿巧, are you worried about this venerable one?
Although it was not obvious from his appearance, he is already past the age of no confusion, and yet he is still acting coquettish and cute. He is really way too shameless.